Recorded live from the unfinished loft project of Des's home just outside Brighton in Sussex, welcome to the £200,000 to £100,000 Challenge podcast. This is your no thrills, no BS, and absolutely no get rich quick or passive income promises hub. Hosted by your man, Des Hamilton.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast. It is the £200,000 to £100,000 Challenge podcast. But I want to start shifting away from that because in my head, we've already hit that target, even though I know we haven't. But in my head, we have, because that is a foregone conclusion from this point on, right? I'm not the underdog. You've heard me say this before if you're following me on other social media. I'm not the underdog anymore. I'm not the guy that's striving for that figure. That figure is a fork in the road from now on to what will be the goal of freedom. Financial freedom, time freedom, limitation freedom for me and my family for generations. So we are now the Goodbye Poor Hello Rich podcast in all intents and purposes. But of course, we're going to keep the challenge open until we hit that goal. Because if I don't hit that goal and then we move forward, people will say, well, you never even finished the challenge. So we are determined to finish that challenge. So until I do, we will still be the £200,000 to £100,000 Challenge podcast. But brace yourself. The rebrand is coming. I just want to ease you into that nice and gently. With that in mind, shall we talk a little bit more about my results for February? And I want to clear up a couple of misnomers that tend to occur whenever I do post these results. Because let's face it, those results, they are always my highest performers when it comes to views and engagement on all of my social media. It's crazy, right, that people really, really like to see how much money I made because the engagement I get is so lovely. I mean, I must block one or two people for every 50 lovely comments, you know? All of the congratulations, all of the people willing to see me do well, given my predicament, my circumstances, the family life that I've got. And I can never thank you enough for that. It's enough to keep me humble. It's also enough to stick my head right in the clouds. But I try and remember the former. I just can't thank you enough for it. I really can't. So yeah, we made just 15% and our goal is always 30%, but we made just 15%. It was £8,365.71. I wasn't sure if we'd hit the £8,000. Now, what's incredible is that 30% of that would have been £16,000. Now let's go back to April 2023 when I made 200%. Right? Just bear with me on this because I know it's difficult when you're listening on an audio only and here I am spouting out numbers. In April, we hit 200% growth. But in real terms, that was only £2,500 because at the time, I only had £1,100 in the pot. You see what I'm saying? 200% on that £1,100, it gave me another £2,500. Fantastic. 200%. Now let's fast forward to this month. £8,000 is 15%. You see where I'm going with this? The amount of money that we've got in our pockets in real terms is far more important than a percentage rate as a goal that we had put. And I understand that it was my goal. So what am I doing moaning about my own goals? I'm basically saying that if I hit £8,000 every month for a few months, I am over the moon. It's not about 30% anymore. It's about consistency. I need a base rate that I will be happy with. And if that's £8,000, that's £8,000. I am kicking on to what I hope will be £20,000 months. It's not enough anymore. £10,000 used to be this dream. And it's still this mantra that a lot of these TikTokers, a lot of these social media people, they always strive to be, don't they? It's an easy advert. You can make £10,000 a month. Why not make £10,000 a month? It seems to be the golden number. But in reality, £10,000 a month, this sounds savage. It still won't get you that far, I don't think. It certainly won't get you enough for the freedom that you would get without a few sleepless nights here or there. Let's say that me and my wife, we earn about £3,500 each per month. That's £7,000 between us. That's take home. Throwing mortgages, bills, loans, credit cards, all of that stuff. You'll be amazed how quickly that flies away. Then throw in things like the pension that our job takes care of, the benefits, the sick pay, the annual leave, the national insurance. It takes care of all of that. We would need a bigger buffer as self-employed people to cover those benefits that our work would do for us if we were to run our own business, not forgetting the fact that we can't afford sick days anymore. So £10,000, I don't think that's enough for us to have a safe enough buffer to then start living the life that we would want to live, having had our own business and having had these goals. It's more likely 20 grand. Woo-hoo! Doesn't that sound good? Why not aim for 20 grand? Why not? And it all comes back, doesn't it, to that relationship with money. And I'm going to talk about this after the interview with Lisa, part two, because this is really important. The relationship we have all had with money, and I know I'm not alone when I say this, and I know this is one of the things that you guys relate to me when I talk about it, this relationship with money and this feeling that we don't deserve it. And 20 grand a month, that's a mountain too high, isn't it? No. Pack it in. Have a word with that voice in your head. Tell him to wind his neck in, because that is far from unachievable. And let me be the proof that it is utterly at your grasp if you graft and mindset and all of those things I talk about every bleeding week. Now, let's break down this £8,000 that I made last month, shall we? So we had Amazon. Our online arbitrage did really, really well last month. I'm not going to give you specific numbers because I never have. And quite frankly, if I was to do it now, you might think of me a bit weird. So I'm not going to do that. And I'm going to explain why in a minute as well. We have got enough now in our Amazon pot that we can use the Amazon money alone to invest in private label. We are already investing in wholesale and ramping that up slowly, and also do more with our unique bundles. We also had a really good brand deal that came through in January. Now we have hit another brand deal, one that I'm particularly excited about, and one that I think this partnership between me and them can be fantastic for you as well as for us. I really mean that. That's another good deal that's come through this month. We also had the mentor program, which is kicking along nicely. And then we have the affiliate marketing. And we have the digital ebook, which continues to sell really well. We've sold nearly 400 copies of that now, which is amazing, right? I'm a book author that sold 400 copies. So all of that combined gives us our figure, which is lovely. But what we are doing now is we are forecasting our business plans for future months, which is the first time that we've done that. Now, let's get into this topic of why don't I show my results and why don't I show an Amazon-only journey. Quite frankly, I am not just an Amazon seller. I was to start with, and I made no secret of that. But after a few months, my following grew and grew and grew, and more opportunities came and more income streams came. And then what I did do, let's take affiliate marketing, for example. Anything that came through on affiliate marketing, I was adding to my Amazon pot. Anything that came through from a sponsorship deal went into my Amazon pot. Then anything that came off the back of that, I would take a portion of that and put it in with Steve Brady and do a couple of investment things somewhere else. Or I would take that and we would look to build something on this one. Or, for example, I would throw a lot of money at an online training course platform to build our online mentoring program and make it better. Or investment in this sort of stuff that I'm pointing at, if you're looking at me, the monitors, the ring light, the microphone, this stuff behind me, it all goes through on the business. So what we're doing is investing over here, putting money in that pot over there. We got money in our savings over here. We have taken some out as a dividend to pay some bills. You see what I'm doing? It's a multi-income stream business. It's not just an Amazon business. So I can't show you my Amazon numbers alone, even if I wanted to, because my investment into it has been a mess. It's really hard to unpick. Now, the second aspect is that no one would believe me if they didn't believe me already. You see what I'm saying with that? There's so many people out there that think that I'm lying. What good would a bunch of numbers be? It will just say to them, oh, you made those up. I can't win, so I'm not going to play the game. It's just as simple as that. Now, what I do want to emphasize here is that I am proud enough and I am confident enough in the content I provide people for free that validates my backup claims that I am an Amazon seller. If you are on the precipice of buying a course from somebody and you are unsure if they are the real deal, check out the free content that they put out. That is a telling factor. I am happy enough that in this podcast, on my YouTube, in my Facebook community, on TikTok alone, if you don't understand from that point that I actually know what I'm talking about, I can't help you. You know what I mean? What more do I need to do? So that's what I wanted to say on there. That's me results. That's me numbers. That's me general philosophy. Let's get into part two with Lisa Ebsworth, the side hustle sister. As of today, when we're going live on what will be the 7th of March, she has got just 5 days left of her 1 year challenge to pay off £12,500 worth of debt using nothing but the old fashioned side hustles without putting any money in herself. We are going to dive deep into what that looks like. In this episode, we're going to talk in detail about the side hustles that she does, the side hustles that she's tried, the fact that she made the national press, the fact that she's getting closer and closer to paying off her debt, and most importantly, what comes next after this challenge is done. Have a little listen. See you on the other side, and we'll get into it. Roll it. Welcome back. So I'll tell you what, let's talk about your actual side hustles that have made you pay off £11,500 so far. Amazing.
Great, isn't it?
So yeah, talk us through your journey on dabbling in those.
So the first thing that I did was sign up to a survey site. I used Attapult. It was the first ever survey site that I did, and I found it incredibly frustrating. And I still find surveys frustrating, yet they are still a staple of my side hustle income.
Are they?
So you use an app. There's a number of companies and businesses wanting to find out your opinions on things. Mm. And they'll pay you anything from a few pence up to a few pounds. My theory on surveys is that I try to earn £3 to £4 every single day. Over the month, that gives me 120 quid. Now, 120 quid, actually, that's a decent amount of money.
Yeah.
So I do surveys when the kids are in bed at night, when watching a bit of TV. I'm not just sat at my desk all day doing surveys, but I do it when we're sat at home in the evening, the TV's on, the kids are in bed. I'll be doing a few surveys at the same time as watching a box set. Yeah. And that's all that's been. And it's the first thing I started with, and it is still the staple of my side hustles. And I recommend to everyone, that's where they start. I get that they can be frustrating. I get that you get disqualified from them, but it's kind of just part of it. If it's Gillette advertising men's razors, and you're a woman who's, you know, 59 or whatever, they're not interested in your data.
Like, no,
they're not interested in you. If it's Pampers and you're a 70-year-old bloke, you're going to get disqualified. They don't want your information. And I just keep saying to people, don't take it personally. It's not you.
Yeah.
It's not your fault. Just move on. Move on to the next one. Get to your £3. Get to your £4. Cash out and do the same again the next day. And that's all it comes down to. It's just about keeping consistent. You're not going to make millions from it. I've never, ever said that you're going to make millions, but you can consistently make a few quid a month that over the 12 months has helped me pay that debt off.
It's a great bit of advice. Anyone that's listening to this, ask yourselves, how many times have you sat on the sofa with your other half and gone, nothing on tonight? And then what do you do about it? You know, so on those nights, that's when I come in here into the kitchen and I'll work, and Claire, my wife, she'll either eBay some stuff off or sit down and do some surveys.
Yeah,
sort of deal, isn't it?
Just use the time that you've got. Yeah, absolutely. And I think having a family makes life very busy.
Yeah.
So you've just got to do what you can when you can and work around it. So yeah, so aside from surveys, I also do secret shopping a lot. So every time I go to the supermarket, I will check on the secret shopping apps to see if there's any jobs coming up for the shop that I'm going to. I think these are great. I really love them. I feel really naughty when I go in doing it. I'm like, ding, 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 ding. And some of them are just kind of take pictures of a few of the bays. They ask you how many products are on the shelf, if you can see the promotional merchandise that that the shop should have up. Occasionally you have to speak to people. I try to not do those ones.
Yeah.
If I can. And there was one the other day where you had to observe a car wash. So you sat in your car a few meters away taking pictures of all that were being watched. I just think it's absolutely brilliant. I've really enjoyed all of the ones that I've done. And they pay from like £3 up to about £15.
Yeah.
So if I'm already going to do my supermarket shop and I can tack one of those on, that's just a great bonus for me. And I've had some other things where, like, I've got one booked actually for the weekend. The family are going to Tempting Bowling. It's all paid for. We get a £60 budget to go bowling and eat food there.
That's food all right.
And get paid £15 as well.
Yeah.
So we've got a day out for it and to get paid £15 for it as well. So
I love it.
Yeah, secret shopping has been a great one for me and I think it's really good fun.
Yeah, no, I love that. Secret shopping is good. Every now and then it'll be like a Sunday at 3 o'clock and Claire will go, I've got to go boots. And what the hell? She loves it. Same sort of thing, though.
But, I mean, yeah.
I'm usually stood there like with a carrier bag while she's there with her phone taking pictures of like condoms or something like that.
I had to take pictures of the Viagra once in Boots. I wonder what the other customers were thinking, but anyway.
Going back to when I was a copper as well, they always used to say to us, be careful of people taking pictures of things just in case of terrorism.
Really?
The chances are they're probably just secret shoppers.
Just me in my beanie hat.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. So, I do surveys, I do secret shopping. Market research is another great one. You have to apply for the market research. So it's kind of like doing a survey, but on a bigger scale. You do
is that the user testing?
User testing as well. So user testing is a bit more about testing products and services, whereas market research, you'll join a panel. And some of them are where you have to complete kind of a diary for a week, or it might just be a 60-minute interview. And they pay really well, depending on what it is. If you meet the criteria, it can be anything from £50 to £200.
Yeah.
So that's really, really great. But they don't come up all that often, so it's kind of a bonus when you get it. So I do both of those. I do some reselling on Vinted. That's always, again, something that everyone can do. And if you're selling your own stuff, you don't need to pay tax on that.
No.
So you can sell your own stuff tax-free up to a threshold of £1,000. If you're buying things to resell, then you need to pay tax on it. But that's an easy one that everyone can do. We've all been Facebook marketplacing and eBaying for years, haven't we? So it's a great add-on income. What else have I been doing? I've done bank transfers.
Oh, what's that?
So transferring my bank account from one to another. And the terms and conditions where you have to set up one direct debit. I have one for a charity that I just move over each time.
Perfect.
And you normally have to make a purchase there, kind of £175, £200. Sometimes you get a good deal. So it's been a real hustle. Like, hustle is the word for it. It's not
really
easy,
isn't it?
And it's not for everyone. But I think for me, I had a goal in mind, and that's the key thing. If I was just saying, I just want to earn some extra money, I don't think I would have done it, but I had a goal in mind, and I've got myself to a point where I'm about to achieve it. And I think setting that goal in the beginning was the key part of this whole journey that made me stay consistent throughout it and stay, go out and do that secret shop when it's nighttime and I've not really fancied it. That's the bit that's kept me on track, setting that clear goal.
But it's also the fact that you've broken it down to easy monthly goals, weekly goals, even daily goals. You've even gone, right, I'm getting a survey, I'm getting £3 to £4.
That's
you've
right.
Broken it completely down to something that's so achievable, all of it, but it's still a challenge and it's still enjoyable all of a sudden, because now you know you've got something that you have done every day for the last 360 odd days.
Mm-hmm.
It's really something that you could do that and persist with it, because it would be the easiest thing in the world to go, right, I want to pay off my debt. And then you're aimlessly in the wind, you know?
That's right.
You have nailed it down to the day, which is amazing.
It's got to be. You've got to be consistent. If you want to see success, you've got to be consistent. You've got to show up for your goals constantly. Keep showing up for your goals and your dreams. And if you're not doing that, then, you know, you're just going to drift off. This time next year, you'll be saying, oh, I really wish I could get out of debt.
Exactly right. The way I talk about it is sort of switching off your sat nav and going into an unknown street and saying, where's the post office? You're just going to be driving around. Unless you've got direction, you're not going to know, are you? We sit down every Sunday and we say, right, what are our goals and what are our tasks this week?
I mean, that's great
fun in this house, right? We do it with a glass of wine. That makes it funner.
Okay.
but then we allocate it out. We say, right, you do those ones. I'll do these ones. And these are what we're going to do. And then we sit down again the week after. How was that? Right, now, how's next week? It's made such a difference.
Yeah, it does. It does. Having a clear pathway that you're going to, of what you're going to do and how you're going to do it is, definitely key to success.
Yeah, no, I agree. And again, feels like you're a bit more grown up, doesn't it?
Are we really grown ups? I remember not that long ago when somebody called me a woman and I was like, what woman? I'm just a girl.
I think I did it. I think I posted a TikTok the other day where I called myself a working class boy. You're right. I'm not. Not ready. What sort of challenges did you find when you first started going that you thought, oh, I wasn't ready for that? Other than obvious time constraints.
Yeah, obviously time's the big one. The frustrations of it, being rejected from the surveys, not qualifying for the market research.
Yeah.
Occasionally I'll go out and do a secret shop and I've not done it properly and I won't get paid for it. So there's all those challenges along the way. But, just keeping going, just keep swimming. Is it some Finding Nemo? Just keep swimming. You've just got to keep going.
How was your approach to money, work, and the way that you're thinking about this stuff changed?
This is such a great question because I was brought up in a single parent family. My mum had nothing. She worked a part-time job so that she could take me to school and pick me up again. How she did it, I don't know, but we managed, and I didn't want for anything. We didn't have everything, but I also didn't want for anything, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But my mum always, I remember she used to draw out her wages and put them all in envelopes. And you see people cash stuff in now. My mum was doing that back in the early 80s with envelopes. And she'd put all the money in each envelopes, one for shopping, one for clothes, one for all the bills, and it'd all be marked out. So my mum's always had a very, I don't know, not frugal, that's not the right way, the right word, but she's always been very careful with money.
It had to be back in those days.
That's right. That's right. You've got, you did. And, in order to be able to get me new school shoes, she had to budget really carefully. So I think my money mindset has very much come, sadly, from a place of lack. Because we didn't have lack, we didn't have abundance.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think very much my money mindset has come from there, and that it almost, in a weird way, we were just talking about it earlier, it makes you almost proud that you can. It's like that, we've survived it, we can do it, we know we can do it. And I do think that a lot of that holds you back mentally And your money mindset, it really should be in a place of anything's possible, a world of abundance. But I know that I am very frugal with money, and I know that my frugality is possibly not helping me in my bigger quest for, larger amounts of money. I'm paying off debt and I'm doing a great job. I'm really pleased with myself. But moving on forward, I really do think, like you, that I need to work on my mindset and the limiting beliefs that I've got around my roots and my value.
Yeah, yeah. It feels like we don't deserve it, or if it came to us, we wouldn't know what to do with it. And
yeah, it's so true. And I think if you were to ask a bunch of people, working class people like us, what would you do if you won the lottery? I reckon most people would say, I'd give it to my family, I'd give a load to, I don't need much, I'd just keep a million for myself.
Yeah.
That's what we'd all say. Yet people with money already don't have that scarcity or lack mindset, and they could ream off a load of things that they'd buy with the winnings. But when you've not come from money, we're almost kind of forcing ourselves to a moderate life.
Yeah, you are. You are. And all of the self-help books you read and all of the things that you can find out and resource about there is these affirmations, money will come to me, unlimited money, it's all coming to me, I earn it all, I deserve it all. I still don't feel like I can. I said about it before, I don't want the nicest car in the street, I just want a bit of a nicer car. Now, am I limiting myself when I say that?
tell us. Yeah, yeah, the books say that why can't you have the nice, you should, why shouldn't you have the nicest car in the street?
Yeah, yeah.
But I think it's our mindset, and coming from, you know, a modest background, is that we only want to just have enough.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah.
We want what we need, not anymore.
Driving down the road in my G-Wagon, forgetting when I used to eat Oxo cubes under the stairs. I love it.
But interestingly, my dad, I saw every other weekend when I was growing up, but he wasn't the person who brought me up. My mum brought me up.
Right.
And he was actually quite a successful businessman. So I have a really weird kind of juxtaposed kind of feeling from my mum having nothing to my dad having probably more than enough. You know, he was quite wealthy. He lived in a big house. We lived in a small little terrace house, a two-bed. My dad lived in a big four-bed house with a drive. And for me, that was like, wow. I used to go around to my dad's house and I'd think, blimey. And I wonder if, you know, I've kind of inherited a bit of both from each of my parents, where my mum's kind of being very careful and cautious around money. But there's a part of me that's like that entrepreneurial side that wants more, that wants to go out and get more. But the other side of me goes, oh, but no, we don't need that. No, we don't need all of that. So there's like, I have a little bit of an internal fight with myself.
I bet. Yeah, that must be conflicting.
I was three when my mum and dad split up, so I never lived with them both together. I look back now and I wonder how it ever worked with them, because they're so very different.
Right. So let's go on to what's next then. In 5 days, the challenge is done.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. So what have you got in mind?
It's hard to even wrap my mind around what's coming next. Would it be completely wild to say I'd love to be mortgage free? I mean, that...
Damn right. No, not in the slightest. Not in the slightest.
That would feel incredible. So
that's the next debt, isn't it? You don't get a bigger debt than a mortgage.
That's right. Yeah. Can you imagine a life without having to find a mortgage payment every month? I mean, that's pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've toyed with that idea, and I think that's possibly it, to be mortgage free. So my mortgage is about 120 grand. So it's a big, you know, it's a big number. So yeah, I need to really have a think about it and how I'm gonna move. I can't pay £120,000 with surveys. That's not gonna happen. I need to move things up a gear.
Yeah, right. But I do think you've got an awful lot to offer when it comes to teaching people how they can progress their channels and how they can present themselves to an audience to bring engagement. 100%.
I think what I've got on my side is that I have learned as I've gone along. I'm not putting myself out there to be an expert. I'm not a TikTok expert. I'm absolutely not, but I know what's worked for me, and I can tell other people what's worked for me, and hopefully it'll work for them too. So I think for me, I've just launched a brand new freebie. So it's a TikTok content bundle. So there's a sheet in there that helps you to plan out each individual post, from your hook to which content pillar you're talking about, to what captions you put in there. And it goes through each section of your post. There's a weekly planner in there, and there's some hooks in there as well, both visual and verbal hooks, because I've had some real good success with visual hooks recently. So tie my hair up seems to be a great one. So if I come into it, tie my hair up, then I don't know what people are thinking, but they seem to stay and watch it. So yeah, there's three pieces in that content bundle. That's for free in my bio. I would love for people to get it. I've also just launched TikTok audits. I'm only going to do a few of them because they're going to take a bit of time, but I've still got £905 to pay. So if anyone wants to buy a TikTok audit from me to get me closer, so I'm going to go through profiles. I've done a few already. I'll be going through profiles just to kind of make those tweaks. Where is it your username that needs changing? Where's your link? If you got a link, if you've not got a link, let's get you to 1,000. Where have you got the hook? What's your call to action? You know, all those little tweaks. So I'll be providing a full report with insights on where I think people should be changing things on their profile to see more engagement and traction on their page.
Brilliant.
So that's what I'm offering. And in the background, I'm creating another digital product about TikTok called Post Grow Profit, which is all about literally how going from starting at zero, opening your account, whether to choose a business account, a personal account, and everything in between, right up to getting, you know, up to 10,000 followers, how to go viral, all of these things. It's at the minute, I think it's at 14 chapters. So it's quite meaty.
That's amazing.
And that's coming. There's a wait list for it at the minute. So if anyone wants to grab it, it's in my bio again. You can put your name down on the wait list and that'll be coming in the next week or so.
Perfect. Well, that's my next question. Yeah. Is where can we find you? Where can we find all of these links? And no matter what, though, they are all going in the show notes. So if anyone's listening to this, go to the description and the links will all be directly there. But yeah, regardless of that.
Please do. So I've got a, it's not a link tree, it's called Pensite. It's up in my bio underneath my picture. There's a link. If you click on there, all of the different links so you can vote for me at the awards. You can grab a freebie. You can sign up to survey sites. You can sign up to secret shopping sites. Everything that I talk about is in that link. So check it out, see what you can find, and sign up to my wait list.
Amazing. I'm definitely getting that freebie, by the way. That sounds really interesting.
Yeah, do. It's good. I'm actually really proud of it. And I was going to charge for it. And then I decided not to, because I thought giving people value actually is really important to me. And if I give people good value in the freebie, then they'll see what good value it is and assume that then that there's good value in the paid product as well.
Yeah, definitely. We haven't even talked about you making it into the sun, by the way.
Yeah, I was in the sun. Did you see the pictures they used? Just for information, they've paid me £250 for each of those stories after I sent them an invoice. Yeah, so at least I've been compensated for having that out there. I didn't know about it. So a friend actually, in fact, that was one of the outings.
Was it?
sent me a link saying, is this you? Probably what I look like on the school run every day anyway. But so they sent me a picture, a screenshot of one of the links where I was doing, Aldi Too Good To Go. I'm wearing my beanie hat. It was 10 o'clock at night. I looked an absolute disgrace. And they've taken the worst two screenshots that they could. But you know what? The message is out there. And if it helps some people, then so what? And they've paid me £250 for each of the stories. So,
Very nice.
Everyone's a winner.
So, well, we've talked about the ones that are working for you and the ones that you consistently stand by. What sort of side hustles have you tried that you thought, you know what, I won't bother with those anymore?
I have tried them all. So we've done surveys, secret shopping. We've done user testing. We've done market research. I've tried print on demand. I've done Etsy. I've done match betting. I've done TikTok shop. I'm in the creator fund. I've done paid ads. I mean, I've done them all, Des. And the key thing is for me that all of these side hustles work, right?
Yeah.
It's like a diet. You go on a diet, if you stick to it, you're going to lose weight. If you don't stick to it, you're not going to lose weight. And not every diet suits you. Some people like it intermittent fasting. Some people like Weight Watchers. There's something to suit everyone. And not everything suits me. So the ones that I've liked have stuck to, but they all work. That's the key. That's a really important thing. So I think my advice to people would be is to pick a couple of things and stick with it.
Yeah.
If you like it, if it feels good to you, then stick with it and roll with it. For me, match betting, people earn a lot of money with match betting.
Yeah.
I couldn't get along with it at all. My brain, my ADHD brain could just not get the details of it. It didn't work for me. With print on demand, I thought it was a great idea and I loved the concept of it. But again, my brain couldn't make the two things work together. So that's just me. That doesn't mean that those aren't going to work for somebody else. And I think you've just got to go with what works best for you.
I completely agree. And I'm so glad you said that as well, because there are so many people that have tried various methods and then their default is to bash the one that they didn't choose.
That's right.
And I won't do that myself either. Drop shipping, not for me. But there are so many people that have made so much money, it cannot be a scam.
That's right, yeah. And I think that's the thing, is it? People say, oh, it's a scam. Print on demand, it's a scam. It's not a scam. It's just what works for you.
Exactly, exactly. And again, I think it goes into how you approach it, what mindset you've got, what realistic expectations you can put in place, and what sort of things keep you motivated. This is why I went down the Amazon route, because I knew I could do it. It was a low barrier to entry. I could do it with a couple of hundred quid, and I would get fairly quick feedback on whether something worked or not within a 2-week period.
Dropshipping, that's great.
Thousands and thousands of pounds, and you won't know until 3-4 months later. That I couldn't have that leap of faith with the money that I had.
Yeah, sure. And you've done so well from, what was it, 200 quid to start?
200
quid. And you've just had, what, a 12K month last week, was it?
Yeah, I did, yeah. I don't think I did that this month. But yeah, 12K last month.
Amazing. I'm so pleased for you. Like I say, I followed your journey from March last year. So it's so exciting to see how it's progressing and how well you're doing.
I'm really glad, because when I look through your post and you say I saw a couple of people, I'm sitting there thinking, oh, I hope one of those was me. Right. Finally, let's finish up with, what bit of advice can you give people who are thinking about getting started and haven't yet dipped their toe in the water?
Oh, big question. My key bits of advice would be, set a goal. That's your first one. Don't just go out aimlessly wandering, hoping that something's going to work. Set yourself a goal of what you want to achieve. For me, I set my goal of paying off my debt. You've set your goal of making it to 100 grand in 2 years. You know, you've got to have a goal. If you've not got a goal, you don't know what you're working towards.
Yeah.
My other bit of advice is, if you're paying off debt, would be to open up a second bank account.
Yeah.
That's worked really well for me. And my last bit of advice would just be consistent. Keep showing up for yourself. Don't just give up at the first hurdle. If that side hustle isn't right for you, then move on to the next one. It's totally fine. Not all of them were right for me. Not all of them are going to be right for you. If it doesn't work, move to one side, carry on. Keep consistent and keep showing up.
Perfect. That's a perfect way to end it. I don't think I'll have anything to add to that. Lisa, thank you so much for coming on. It's been an absolute pleasure. We'll have you back when we figure out what the next challenge is, because you're going to smash it. I know you are.
Thank you so much. It's been great. Thanks for having me.
No worries. And there we go. That was the interview with Lisa. Thank you to Lisa so much just for coming on. If you didn't vote last week, please, I implore you, get into the show notes, click that link, vote for Lisa to win the Money Influencer of the Year award. That would just be amazing. And quite frankly, I think she deserves it for everything that she's doing and the value that she's throwing out there. The one takeaway that I want to bring out from that chat today is the fact that we talked about goal setting. And you know, I've talked about goal setting before, but I haven't really talked about it in this sense. Lisa had her goal, £12,500, the same way that I had my initial goal, £100,000. And then she broke it down the same way I broke it down. And it's all well and good having a little figure each month that you can sprint towards, or you can put a temporary fork in the road towards as you get towards it. But what you're also doing at the same time is that you are telling the universe, God, the force, exactly what you want from it. Exactly what you want from it. Because if you put the order out there, you are far more likely to get it back. And I'm going to quote here, subquote, bastardize a big old chunk of the You Are a Badass book that I live and breathe by. You can't go to a deli and put in an order for a sandwich without the detail, can you? You go into a deli, you go to the counter and say, can I have a ham sandwich, please? How many more questions are going to get asked your way? It's no different to when you're setting a goal, you want to do it with so much detail and so much clarity as if you're putting in an order at a deli, because you don't know who's listening. And I don't care if you believe it or not. What's the harm in doing this? Speak to the universe and see what comes back. It might be nothing, but I'm willing to bet if you're expecting nothing, you will get nothing. You want to put something out there and expect a return, as long as you put the graft in. I have got nearly £100,000 because I asked for it. Lisa has got £12,500. Because she asked for it. I will be getting £20,000 in profit after tax per month in the next 2 years because I've asked for it and I'm making it happen. That is the essence of the law of attraction and manifestation. If you don't put out in real detail where you're going, what you're doing, what you expect. How on earth are you hoping to get it back? That's all I'm going to say about that there. Go do them. Tip of the week. It's a kind of follow-on from last week, really. How are you getting on with your penny jar challenge? Because that wasn't just a throwaway comment or two that I was going to aim towards. We are in day 7 now of the penny jar challenge. I'm not going to add anything up in our penny jar until the end of the month. But I've made a conscious effort to draw money out from the cash machine for the first time in what feels like 700 years. But when I'm having a coffee now, I'm paying with a fiver. And that change is going in my pot. So come on, get involved with the penny jar challenge. This might be a cop-out of a tip of the week, but last week's was a big one, and I want to make sure that you stuck with it. So are you doing the penny jar challenge? Can you leave a comment wherever you're listening and let me know if you're bothering with it? Because I think I might do a TikTok on this as well, or something on Instagram, or something on one of them, to show you exactly what I'm doing with this penny jar challenge. Tip of the week. That's the end of the show. Interesting one, right? Next week, we've got something a little bit different. We are going across the pond. We are going across the Atlantic to speak to Jason Hoy, FBA Vanguard. He lives and runs his business from his home in Canada. He's a private label seller and mentor and consultant who has got a ton of things to offer. I'm really looking forward to this one. And it's the first one I've done with the time difference. But don't you worry, there's going to be plenty more where that came from as well. So we'll see what Jason's got to say next week. In the meantime, let's say goodbye for another week. Let's bring in the voiceover and the music. We have written the script for the new voiceover, but timings haven't worked out, so it is coming soon. In the meantime, have yourselves a lovely week. Take care. Ta-ra.
Be sure to join us next time for another dose of inspiration and insights into e-commerce and entrepreneurship. And who knows, by then, Des may well have finished that love project. And always remember, it's time to say goodbye poor, hello rich. This podcast is for educational and informational purposes only and should not be considered as financial advice. We know times are tough right now, and if you are struggling financially, please seek help from an appropriate organisation. We've included a link to the Citizens Advice Bureau in the show notes. Remember, you should always consult with a qualified professional before making any significant financial decisions.